This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Republican members of the U.S. House of Representatives have submitted a list of witnesses they want to testify in the Democratic-led House impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump. The names included former Vice President Joe Biden's son and the anonymous whistleblower whose allegations triggered the inquiry. In an interview with ABC's This Week, House Intelligence Committee member, Democratic Representative Jackie Speier, says there is no need for the whistleblower to testify.
The whistleblower actually provided a document. He was third hand. We have Colonel Vindman, who was actually on the call, who will be in a position, I think, to testify. And so you have a much more direct person to speak to about the events.
Appearing on the same program, Republican Representative Mac Thornberry says no matter who testifies, he believes the Democrats have mishandled the investigation.
Whatever happens now, there will be a taint to this one-sided, partisan approach to impeachment that is different than has been used before. And so I think there will be intense skepticism about whatever they come up with.
Investigators enter a new phase this week when they begin publicly questioning witnesses after weeks of closed-door testimony. Police fired tear gas and protesters broke windows at a shopping mall Sunday in anti-government demonstrations across Hong Kong. Meanwhile, protesters are calling for a general strike here on Monday as residents demand that police explain the circumstances surrounding the death of a university student who fell one story in a car park shortly after police fired tear gas nearby. Afghan Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah is calling for an immediate halt to the recount of the presidential vote. He is also criticizing the integrity and legitimacy of the